All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line and Tax and Books, they ask you, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? Call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. Call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, as the regular season in the NBA is winding down, another season is going to come to an end without the New Orleans Pelicans reaching the playoffs. Matter of fact, this is going to mark the fifth time in the last 6 years that the Pelicans fell short of making the postseason. Of course, New Orleans, you know, made some waves just prior to the NBA trade deadline when they acquired big man DeMarcus Cousins from the Sacramento Kings. And you look at the combination of both Cousins and Anthony Davis on the interior, and they are very tough to stop. But you look at this Pelicans team around them, and they aren't that talented. You have Drew Holiday at the point guard position. He is scheduled to become a free agent this summer, and New Orleans really has to go out of their way to try to keep him because they need a quality point guard who can consistently get the ball to both Cousins and Davis. But for a guy like Cousins, he came into the league in 2010 and he is still yet to reach the postseason. And you look at a guy in DeMarcus Cousins, he is immensely talented, but he does not make the people around him better. Now, once you combine Davis and Cousins together, they have the ability and potential to average 50 points or 20 rebounds per contest together. But New Orleans is definitely going to have to go out there and piece this together. Why? Because they gave up both of their draft picks this year to the Sacramento Kings in order to acquire Cousins, not to mention some of the players that they traded to Sacramento, which included the likes of rookie guard Buddy Hield. Now, Alvin Gentry was the head coach of the Pelicans this past season, as he was last year. And Alvin Gentry has yet to get New Orleans to the postseason. Now, to me, I think that the Pelicans still made a bad choice in 2015 when they fired Monty Williams after he got them to the postseason. I think he was the right guy for this team, and I think everybody around him in that organization responded to him. Now, aside from needing to re-sign Drew Holiday at the point guard position, the Pelicans do have a need on the wings at both the small forward and shooting guard positions. And it's going to be interesting to see how New Orleans is able to fill those voids, especially without draft picks. They're going to have to go out there and sign guys. Now, the one enticing thing for the Pelicans is if you're a perimeter guy, you have the ability, if you join the Pelicans, to play off of both Cousins and Davis. And you know both of those guys can consistently command a double team. So because of that, you are going to always see open shots and the ability to get to the basket. So it's going to be interesting to see how this Pelicans franchise turns things around. I don't see Alvin Gentry is the head coach that can lead this Pelicans franchise to the playoffs. Like I said before, they made a mistake with Monty Williams. People have thrown out the name of Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari, but I simply don't see him leaving his very comfortable spot in the Bluegrass State. So it's going to be interesting to see what the management of this New Orleans franchise is going to do. But it is definitely another lost season for the Pelicans. Granted, you can't blame all of it on Cousins because he only appeared in 17 games after the trade deadline. But the bottom line is this: New Orleans has to make some changes in the offseason if they want to be a playoff team in 2018. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.